All right, setting the bar time, Kelly.
These are stories that are something you shouldn't do.
Yep.
Situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Donald's mom passed away more than 30 years ago. That's awful. The way he kept her legacy alive is why this is a setting the bar story.
Uh-huh.
If you can manage to make it through the day without defrauding the government for over 30 years to the tune of more than $800,000, you're doing okay.
Oh, is he still collecting Social Security checks?
Social Security, pension, annuities.
Oh, boy.
Donald covered up his mom's death for more than 30 years. She died in Japan in 1990, and he was like, no, she didn't.
Oh, my gosh. So since it happened in Japan, what happens in Japan stays in Japan.
That's what he thought.
Oh, wow.
He did.
They'd never figure it out.
He did more than just, like, cash her checks, though. Because the government finally figured it out, but it was, the crime is believed to be the longest running and largest fraud of its kind in this district. The defendant didn't just passively collect checks mailed to his deceased mom. This was an elaborate fraud spanning more than three decades that required aggressive action and deceit to maintain the ruse.
Oh, wow. Wow.
This is like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes, that's harsh.
Which, if you don't know that movie reference, a long time ago there was a movie where guys went to a house owned by Bernie.
Uh-huh.
They discovered he had died, and they
just took him everywhere.
They walked him around town
his best life.
Still alive.
Yep.
Is
it just me? But I'm thinking over the span of 30 years, only $800,000?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think it's more? I guess that just shows you don't get for Social Security.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is it? Well, I've already written that off as,
right,
as something
I'm probably not even going to get that.
There's
no hope for us.
Wait, what is that? What is that? $800,000
over 30 years
divided by 30 years is about $26,000 a year.
Okay, so maybe he was just thinking, listen. It's like, it's a pittance.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a blip on the radar.
Yes, it's a blip on the radar.
So he probably is trying to keep it under wraps, a low enough amount to where it's not going to ruffle any feathers.
Right, so
not
he's like,
sound any alarms.
You know, for the government, $26,000 isn't going to be all that much.
No one's going to pay attention to that.
But for me, an extra $26,000 a year?
That helps.
Sure, that helps. Yeah, why not?
Okay, wow. And sounds like he worked hard. Make sure he still gets that.
Yeah. Well, he's not getting it anymore.
Oh, boy.
So.
Oh, Donald.
Donald.
Oh, Donald.
Hey, you know what? If you're going to go to jail, go big.
Okay. But again, he didn't really go all that big. He's not, like, spending millions living his life on a yacht.
You're right. Mom wasn't collecting, you know, millions of dollars from the government. Right.
Like, was it worth it?
Yeah,
that's what I need
I don't
to
know.
Ask.
Yeah.
Was all that work and time worth it?
Yeah, if you were going to ask Donald would probably say no.
I would hope he would say no.
Yeah. Anyways.
Maybe he's seen the error of his ways and it probably wasn't the best decision.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story.